Burlington City Council President Kurt Wright has been in politics for 25 years and is currently the only Republican on the 12-member panel, but he will not run for re-election. Wright tells WAMC North Country Bureau Chief Pat Bradley he made his decision despite reservations about the direction of the council.
Basically, what it boiled down to was I co-host a radio show here in Burlington, Vermont area, and there's FCC guidelines or rules that made it such that I was really going to have to leave the show that I do, which is my job, for basically 2 months. For January and February, I would have to be off the show, off the air. And the show is still relatively new. It's only been on the air for, you know, about 9 months. So I had to make a decision, and it was a tough call because I really had planned on running for re-election and wanted to run for re-election. I really didn't want to leave the council, and I also didn't want to leave the show. But ultimately, my full-time job required more than I could give on the other end. And so I reluctantly made the decision to not seek re-election.
What are some of your misgivings about having to leave the council?
Frankly, I love serving the citizens, friends and neighbors in the area that I live in the New North End of Burlington and Ward 4 in particular, on the city council. And I love being part of the decision-making process. And, you know, also at a time that there's a lot of big issues still unresolved, I would like to have stayed there and continued to work on those. One major example being City Place and the whole downtown and making sure that we move forward on that. Not that it can't be done without me. I'm not trying to say that, but I certainly would like to have continued to be part of that and so many other issues as well.
Kurt, will you stay active with local and state politics, or will you have to completely step back?
The only reason that I had to step back in this case was because if I actually was running for a re-election with an opponent running against me, that's where the FCC guidelines would kick in. But as a citizen, I will continue to be active, and I will not be going away. And I will say also that in terms of the future of politics, while it's said that I've retired, I look at it more that I opted, for the reasons mentioned, not to seek re-election. But, you know, does that guarantee that I will never run for political office again? You know, never say never. We'll see what the future holds. It is possible that I will never seek a political office again or elective office, but don't rule it out.
How closely will you be watching the March elections for the city?
Well, I'll be watching them very closely because I am concerned about the future of Burlington, and I am concerned about this shift to the very far left. I don't think the answers lie in the very far right or the very far left, but I think more of the solutions to issues are or should be more in the center. And right now, I think Burlington and the city council is being dragged way too far to the left. I'm very concerned about that agenda. And if city council elections produce more of that, then I'm even more concerned for Burlington.
All of Burlington's city council ward seats are on the March 2020 town meeting day ballot. An extended conversation with Kurt Wright is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.